We're joined now by Knoxville boys soccer coach Dylan Mick on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. And Dylan, good to talk to you once again.
Good to be with you here at D.C.
Well, let's talk about first probably a few matches of the season. You know, record-wise, probably not where you want to be, but I guess your thoughts on the first probably seven or so matches you played.
We've seen, you know, we've kind of been a bit of a streaky team. Defense has been the strength. We knew that that was going to be kind of what we leaned on. There's no real surprise to us there that the strength of our team is in our back line, our goalkeeper. We had a little stretch where we were battling some injuries and some illness. I kind of joked with my assistants, we've only had two games where we were at 100% full strength, and they happen to be Oskaloosa and Carlisle. So two of our three wins are when, you know, games that we were at full strength. And we're finally, it feels like, getting back to where we're at full strength. We're starting to be able to see stuff in practice that we really like. You know, things are improving. The kids are responding to stuff. And we're kind of looking forward to this run of games that we've got coming up here.
You had a tough start to the season, Southeast Polk, and you mentioned to me, you said that's a very humbling loss, and the guys said that too, and a couple of them says we needed that because, you know, just kind of take us down a notch and let us know, hey, we do need to work on some things.
Yeah, that was a Monday night. The Saturday before, we scrimmaged Valley, defending 4A champs. We played them really, really well. I was really happy with how we did against Valley. And then turn around and come out Monday and coming off of a state tournament with, you know, five starters that were big contributors to a state team. I think we were riding a little bit high on the horse, and Southeast Polk came out, and I think now that rankings have come out, I think they're top five in 4A, and they brought us down to earth a little bit, and we rebounded nicely. Responded well with a win at Carlisle, but sometimes, you know, it's good to be made aware of, like, hey, we're not the kings that we think we are, but that was good for us. And then, you know, battling through the injuries, we played a great game against Des Moines Christian, playing down three starters. We had to make some adjustments. We were playing a different formation. To give up that goal late was frustrating, but you know, they've shown that they can be resilient through hard stuff, for sure.
It seems like there's still, you know, a lot of pride left in this team, you know, from last year. It's like, okay, we don't want to be that class that has a losing season or, you know, has, you know, this many losses. It seems like, you know, they have said, hey, you know, we may not be the same team, but, you know, we're not going to let that stand in our way.
Yeah, for sure. We've got eight games left, and kind of the way that our seniors talk and our more experienced or our guys that play a lot is the focus is we're going to be in it to win every single game out. We've got some tough ones on the schedule. You know, we go to Bondurant, we go to Pella. Those are two teams that are having a lot of success that are ranked in Class 3A. But, you know, they look at the schedule and they believe that they can be in every game and have an opportunity to win at the death. So, they've got kind of a never say die attitude to them. You know, never have we been, even in that Southeast Polk game, they were kind of chirping at each other, like, pick your heads up. We're still going to play the full 80 minutes. We're not going to quit. We're not going to go away from this. So, you know, they've got kind of, I won't say a chip on their shoulder, but they certainly aren't satisfied with where they're at, and they're striving to get better. And you're absolutely right. They've got a lot of pride in what they've accomplished over the last, you know, we made state last year, but the 2 years before that we were in sub-state finals. And for our seniors, I think that's kind of the floor, is being in a sub-state final. So that's still ultimately the goal. They want to be playing to go to state come end of May. And that's very much still on the table for us, for sure.
Talking to Dylan Mick, Knoxville boys soccer coach on KNIA KRLS on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. Let's kind of talk about some of the younger guys. You've had to mix in some younger guys in this season, and they're really stepping up, I think.
Yeah, we've got, you know, a sophomore in goal in Quentin. He has done an excellent job. If you were at the saw highlights from the game Monday night against PCM. I mean, second half, playing with a 30-mile-an-hour wind in his face. He kept – I mean, it ended in a tie, but they tied it very late. But he kept – you know, we had a one-goal lead for that whole second half, and he made some absolutely ridiculous one-on-one saves. And he's really kind of answered the bell as far as – you know, it's funny, Tommy, one of our juniors – he said he gets real frustrated in practice because it's so hard to score on cue. And he said, I thought we were going to get like a year off from me having to go against another Cecil. And so, you know, Q's doing a great job. Mikhail Clark, he's really stepped up filling in when guys have been injured in defense. And then, you know, up front, we've kind of had just a carousel of guys. But you look at some of these younger players like an Andrew Bailey, Cooper Blaine, Will Dennison, like they're stepping in and getting looks and kind of, you know, showing that they're ready to develop and take some steps forward. You know, Will had two pretty good looks against PCM that I think in 2 years he's scoring those. That you give him that kind of look, it'll be automatic, but just big moments for him. And he put good shots on, but just when you're a freshman playing in only your second varsity experience, that's a hard spot to be in, and he did a really good job, but just their keeper met the moment as well. So, but we've liked what we've seen from our young guys for sure.
What are you looking for in your team here as you get towards the back half of your season?
I mean, composure. We want to start playing better and better, sustained, good play. We've kind of been in a lot of games so far, wins, losses, either way. We've been tail of two halves. We've looked or played really well in one half and not so much in the other. I look at like the Albia game. We put together two really good halves there. We scored 5 goals in the first half, didn't score in the second half, but changed our formation, kind of moved some guys around and played really pretty soccer. And they didn't even, I think, get a shot in the second half. And that's kind of, you know, one that I look at and go, okay, that was a complete game. We need to start doing that every time out. We need to play a full 80 minutes where we play our style. We make the other team play. I always joke and say, make them fight you left-handed. So take away that what they want to do. I look at the Des Moines Christian game. We really, I thought, did a good job of that for most of that game as we made them. They have one of the best freshmen I've ever seen, and we had him so frustrated that he – took it upon himself to switch positions, move to a different side of the field, and attack from a different angle. And credit Everett Schmidt. He saw him make that switch, run over to the sideline, make that switch, and change spots. So we were able to make an adjustment and kind of neutralize him. But, you know, that just being able to put a full 80 minutes together, that's kind of the goal here as we get into the stretch run of let's put together 6-7 games where we control things from the jump. And we control them all the way into half, and then we come out of half and keep that rolling. So that's the goal right now.
All right. Good. Best of luck to you the rest of the season. We'll check in here in a few weeks.
Thanks, Derek.
That's Dylan Mick, Knoxville boys soccer coach on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA KRLS.